So we have a quorum. We have all four board members present. So we can call the meeting to order. Preliminary action items are to consider approval of the agenda. Are there any changes to the agenda? And if not, is there a motion to approve as presented?
I'll move to approve it as presented.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great. All right. Conflict disclosures. We've filed the conflicts that we've received from the board members. Is there anything else that needs to be disclosed at this time?
No.
Don't. No.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll note that for the minutes. Then we'll go to public comment. I don't see anyone who is a consultant or on the board on the call. So we will note there's no public present. Action items, approval of the minutes from April 29th, 2026. Are there any changes that need to be made to the minutes?
Nope.
No.
A motion to approve.
I move to approve. Perfect.
I'll second that.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great. All right. Then it looks like we have financial matters. Lauren.
George, would it be helpful if I share my screen this time?
I can. It's sorry.
Yep,
I
I can
haven't.
see it. Yeah. Okay, so board, today we're going over the Q2 payment listing. So this covers the period from April 1st through June 30th. Total payments in the quarter were $15,139,415.54. Majority of that being the reimbursements to QR Quadrant Development. And then there are some administrative costs that were paid, as well as the $8,000 bond issuance costs that went to UMB. Any questions I can answer on the payment listing?
No, thank you.
No, we're good.
Do you need a motion on this one, George?
Yeah, if we get a motion to accept the or to approve the claims payable list.
Yeah, I'll make that motion.
I'll
I'll
second
second it. Yeah, Rob, second it. Great.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Okay, and then the June 30th financial statements. I will note there's still a draft watermark on these just because Shelby hasn't done her final sign off. But I will say we don't anticipate any changes. If anything does happen between now and the 31st, we'll definitely reach out to you guys to let you know. So starting with the balance sheet here, as of June 30th, total assets were just over 2.2 million, with 37,000 of that being in the general fund, 2.1 million in the debt service fund, and then 70.7 thousand in the capital projects fund. Then on the liabilities side, we did have about $7,000 sitting in the accounts payable. And if we can go down one page, George, to the general fund.
What liabilities were those, Lauren? What do we have outstanding we haven't paid?
We'll see.
I want to say it is maybe some COA bills that just hadn't gone through requisition quite at that time.
Okay.
I don't have the reconciliation pulled up, but I can pull it up quickly. Let's see. And I might have to log in. Almost there. Okay, so this includes Looks like two invoices to WBA that just hadn't gone through requisition quite yet, two CLA invoices, and then we do have our accrual for our last CLA invoice that hadn't quite been billed yet. So that's the total of the
Okay.
7,000.
Great, thanks.
Yeah. Okay, and the income statement for the general fund. So total revenue so far, we do have $1,070 of interest income. And then total expenditures are just over 27,000 for accounting and legal costs. So our ending fund balance as of June 30th is $30,054.79.
Lauren, are those are sorry, if you go back one sheet, we have about 2.2 million sitting in accounts, right? So
Correct.
are those sitting in money market accounts? What kind of interest-bearing accounts are those sitting in?
I always forget what it's called. UMB invests in one specific fund, and I can pull that up. I don't think it's a money market, but it definitely could be.
Oh, okay. Could if you don't need to drive it right now, if you could just email that around afterwards, that'd be
Do you
great.
want to know the rate that it's currently getting?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, I'll send that out to the group after we get off
Thank
this
you.
call. I know it's a little bit higher than what we have listed presented at the bottom of this
Okay.
these financial statements. I want to say it's around 3.7.
Okay.
Okay. Yep, one more for me, George. So then in the debt service fund, so far interest income of $38,197. And as far as expenditures go, we just have that bond interest payment that was made last quarter, which brings our ending fund balance to just over 2.1 million. And lastly, we've got the capital projects fund. If we can scroll one more, George. So total interest income in the capital projects fund is $228,279. And then we do have our acceptance and repayment of reimbursable costs of 15.1 million for capital. I was going to say, yeah, capital outlay, those reimbursements, and $37 of bond issue costs here. So our ending fund balance is 70,700. Any questions here?
No.
Okay, and I think we can just get a motion, George.
Yep. Could we get a motion to accept the June 30th financial statements?
So moved.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. Any discussion items from the board or accounting? Any? All right. Next meeting is scheduled for October 20th. So make sure that's on your calendar. And then it looks like Rob Fetzer and Rob Hayward still need to do their training.
I did mine. I sent it over.
Oh, did you? Okay. I'll check on that.
Yeah, let me
Thank
know if I
you.
resend it. Please, George, let me know if there's some kind of problem because I did mine.
So both Rob Fetzer and Rob Haywood did theirs.
Yes. Maybe Corey and Paul haven't. Maybe the star means we did it.
I remember Corey's and Paul's because they're on another board that I worked on. So,
Yeah, Rob, I did mine in January for the year before and this year. I was way ahead.
the day I got that email and I sent it back. But let me know if you need that. I've got
Okay.
this
I
email.
apologize
Yes,
if we
please.
weren't on top of that, but I'll double check. And
Just
if
ping
we
me
don't
if you
have
don't
it,
have it. I
we'll
can.
send you an email and
Okay.
follow up.
Thank you.
All right.
George, one question I had, and maybe this is something you guys can or can't answer. In looking at our, we got our initial estimated tax bills for the district, right? For our property there in the district. And one of them definitely has, the PID line item, just like it would any other taxable entity, and it has an amount there. The other one that's kind of the quad three and then quad four, the two other parcels that are in there, didn't have that line item on there. Is that something that the city should deal with and take care of? Is there any anything that we need to do on that? Is that, I mean, what, we just want to make sure that we're copacetic with what we're doing and didn't open
Yeah.
something different.
Yeah. So, Lauren, I know that your office does that certification. And so we may need to talk to the city and make sure that they did that, applied that correctly. Could you, Corey, could you send me an email with those tax bills that show it not being on there so that we can look into that and copy Lauren and Shelby if you would. And
I'll find those and get them over to you.
yeah, because yes, I believe those should definitely show that PID as well.
Okay. I mean, we're not looking to pay extra taxes, but
I
again,
understand.
we want to
Yeah.
be copacetic. So.
Yeah, we want to make sure that the city has applied that correctly throughout the district. So, and there's just one district, right? And all the dis yeah, all the properties.
Yeah, just one on this one.
Okay, yeah, we'll look into that. Thanks for letting us know.
Good catch, Corey. I didn't notice that.
Well, if I could jump in here before we adjourn. I did pull up the statements, Rob. It looks like it is a money market account that's being invested in. So it's the Utah PTIF. And currently the rate is 3.81 as of June 30th.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you, Laura.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, we'll look into those tax issues and training as well. And if there's nothing else, we entertain a motion to adjourn.
I can move to adjourn.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate your
Thanks,
time.
everyone.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
Yep.
everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.